Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four, we about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests. Are we waiting for our guests to arrive this third hour? But we got a story that's out here that is dealing with the six-year-old young child, King. They call him King. He lost his life due to a shooting or a gun, or where now I'm reading where he shot himself. And so this is something that we talk about every year. There's a few of these where young children lose their lives due to guns being misplaced. And, you know, we talk about these things over and over again. And I was at the Friday when I left the studio, the family called me to come to a balloon release, a visual, a community prayer that they had on Friday. And like I said, you know, this is what the work is. You know, we got to come and try to make sure that we're doing what we can. And I'll tell you, if everybody do a little, nobody ain't got to do a lot. That's why I tell people, y'all keep believing outside y'all selves if y'all want to. I'll tell you this, we got to do the work. We got to get out here and do the real work that it needs, that we need for each other. You know, and until we get that concept, we're going to be struggling. But we got some video of this story. Of this six-year-old young man, they call him King, lost his life to a firearm. I think that they're saying, what I'm hearing in recent reports, that he had a gun and he ended up shooting himself. I think that this is what they're saying. If you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media, we got video. Let's listen.
We have breaking news now at 11. Prosecutors have charged a six-year-old boy's mother and uncle in his shooting death. The shooting happened last Tuesday night at a home near 51st and Hope Avenue in the Lincoln Creek neighborhood near the Midtown Center. Police have now charged the boy's mother, DeQuayla Collins, and his uncle, Quintel Collins. According to the criminal complaint, the boy's grandmother called and told police the boy shot himself with a gun that police say was left unlocked in a closet. The complaint also says that shortly before the shooting, Quintel Collins was seen on video playing with the gun in front of the little boy. Friends of the family who identified the child as DeQuell Collins gathered last week to remember him.
We just broke down because, like, we be around this kid because it's my friend kid. So, like, we be around him. It's just, like, so heartbroken that something like that can happen to a kid. It's just, like, sad. Like, when you mention a kid being killed, period, it's just heartbreaking and sad that they have to go on.
DeQuayla and Quintel Collins are both charged with neglecting a child resulting in death. Quintel, who police say showed no remorse after the shooting, is also charged with reckless homicide, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and being a habitual offender.
Oh, wow. And I think that many times when we get to these situations and you think that, okay, if you got a gun around children, you got children around, you would think that it'd be common sense to make sure that you got the gun in a space where nobody gets harmed. And I think that over and over again, we see these things play out where young children are dealing with these guns that are left in a space where they can get to them. Sometimes they go and get the guns because they see maybe the adult put the gun somewhere and they'll go and maybe get it. But I say this, we got to make sure that we're doing our due diligence when it comes to firearms. When we have firearms, we got to make sure that we're doing what it takes to make sure that nobody is harmed. Many times I'll tell people to unload the gun. If you're in a home and you're around children, unload the gun. Separate the bullets from the gun, if you can do that. You know, if you can do that. I mean, I think that at the least. But like I said, every year we have these tragedies, and I'll tell you this, it's sad. And when we have to deal with the families, we have to deal with the situations of gathering and getting the community together. Because when you hear that a young king loses their lives in the community, you wonder, what could you have done? What could have been done to prevent this? And many times it'd be simple stuff. Simple ideas like making sure that things are secure. Simple ideas, you know, simple things that where you got to be kind of conscious that there are children around many times. So I'll say this, you know, my prayers go out to the family. I've been dealing with them during this situation. And I'll say this, we as a community, when we talk about dealing with the tragedies that happen, especially when it comes to the young people, we got to make sure that we do whatever we can to make sure we put the word out, making sure that we are doing what we need to do and being able to respond in certain ways that many times we got to be more ahead of the curve, more preventative instead of more reactionary. So if you know you got a firearm, if you know you got something that can cause damage, like a shotgun or firearm, make sure that you separate, when you're in the house, separate the weapon from the bullets, from the ammunition. That'll help. You know, it's tough. This was a tough one. This is a very tough one. We got guests coming in to talk about this subject. If they're coming through, we're waiting for some of the family members to come through to discuss what's going on and what we can do as a community to try to help. Once again, I'll say this. It's a sad thing that's going on in our community when you see young people dealing with the issues of guns, violence, things like that. I continue to stay on the front lines. I continue to try to make sure that I do my part, and it is what it is. You know, we got to do more. It's never enough. And I'll say this, safety, family safety, child safety, community safety. That's got to be in the front of our minds and our thoughts all the time. All the time. We can never take a moment and not understand how we got to use caution. And I'll say this. When I seen the story over last weekend, when I heard the story, it hurt my heart because a young man was named King and he never grew into his kingdom. He never got a chance to grow into his kingdom or fulfill the prophecy over his life that was expected of him. And so, I don't know. It's just any child, no matter what color, no matter what race, no matter what background, it's tough. Definitely tough. I don't know if y'all can, I'm seeing in the chat. If y'all can hear me in the chat, let me know. I'm seeing in the chat, they're saying that it's no sound in the chat. You know, we got to make sure that we keep the people in the chat tuned in. But DJ Brothers, he is working on it right now. I don't even know if are we still live on the chat? Yeah, we still live on the chat. DJ Brothers, he working on it. So, hey, once again, young man in the community lost his life, 6 years old. They're saying that the mother and a uncle was arrested. Tough situation. We got the family, some family members stopping through. Somebody said, I can't hear you. Something's wrong with the audio in the chat. DJ Brothers, he working to fix it. Well, we're going to run the break. Hopefully we can resolve what's going on. Hopefully we can resolve whatever the sound issues are. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This one I better do with the jabata. Me, I no get time, I did da ba da. Dada cover my face, calling me la ba da. Biggie man, we know they wear a ba da.
Tell me, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all depend. The girl them, ride the whip. I no feet, die for nothing. What's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all depend. The girl them, ride the whip. I no feet, die for nothing. Make you no say anything when you do, they must commend it.
I can't come and keep myself.
So anything when they do, I they try to do it on my way.
I can't come and keep myself.
Plenty so far we face. Just to make sure money day. But my people can go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want job life, I want buy motor.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show.
What's it gonna be? G-Wagon.
DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Look, Truth Nation, we got guests. We got a situation in the city where a six-year-old lost his life, and we have the family in studio to tell their side of the story. Once again, we had a tragic situation where a family is dealing with a loss of life, and there was a lot going on in the media with this story. We have the family in studio right now. Once again, how y'all doing? I appreciate y'all for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We have the grandmother in the studio as well. And the one thing I'll tell you, when the tragic situations take place and the media has a narrative, this is why it's a blessing to have the radio show so the family can come in and talk about what took place and what do they need from us. Yes. And I thank you for coming on the show today, Grandma.
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I'm lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very heartbroken.
And when we talk about the situation, you say, many times when we talk about the death and then we have the aftermath,
yes.
You were involved in the situation to where you were put in custody.
Yes.
Can you explain what was going on?
When the
situation took place from your point of view?
When the situation took place, we were all asleep.
Right.
And I woke up to a loud boom. It felt like something had came through my window. And I woke up running, looking around for my kids. I see one, I don't see the other. So I ran into another part of the house. And that's where I witnessed.
Oh, wow.
My cousin.
And when we talk about when you called the police, because you called 911.
Yes.
And 911 responded.
911 did respond, yes.
And at that point, when did you feel that they were kind of targeting you at a certain point?
Once they entered my home. Once they entered my home and they had me surrounded in a certain part of my house, they snatched my phone. They told me that I was under arrest. And I still can't wrap this around me. You know, I'm like my grandson, you know. What is going on with my grandson? What is going on with my other kid who's up in another room?
That's a lot. That's a lot. And then you have to rally the family. many times when you talk about dealing with the situations. A lot of people only are looking at what's going on in the media. But from the family's perspective, what are you dealing with? And who's helping? And how is this moving along? Because I know the mom has been arrested and the uncle. How are we putting this together? What do the family need as far as moving forward from this?
I would say our community, because it is a narrative that is being said that is untrue. It's like they're trying to break us more than what we already are.
Mm-hmm.
And when at this time, we just need support. People are judging and don't have the facts.
Right.
Everything we see, people see, don't mean it's true. And we just need them to understand that it's not true. And
it's not.
Now you have the grandmother here.
Right.
Who was one of the people that was there who can speak out. And we just need our community actually to come together and help us.
First of all, we have a tragic situation where you know, nobody wants to wake up and find out that they have lost a loved one. But the after effect of it, and now has there been, I know that they are pushing to press charges, but who's actually being charged for this? Have they pressed any charges against anyone?
Yes.
Okay, so the mom and the uncle.
Yes.
And that's what we're seeing in the media. But what was the scenario?
No, they was trying to say that my son shot my grandson.
Right.
Which is not true.
Which is not true.
Right. There's that somebody shot him, that your son, who's the uncle,
yes,
was the one that shot him, the young 6-year-old.
Yes, which is the one that shot King.
But,
which is not
but
true.
But that is not what happened. What happened?
He was asleep.
He was asleep. My son was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I woke my son up. My son was asleep.
Young King got a hold of a loaded weapon.
Yes.
Was the weapon placed to the side? How was this dynamic? How
it was put away. Mm-hmm. He just got up and got a hold to it.
Right.
You think you putting it up high enough. Sometimes it ain't up high enough. Kids watch. They pay attention to where you moving, what you doing. We think our kids is not watching.
Right.
They watching. So when you think you putting it up under something or hiding it away, kids watching, climbing up, trying to get to what they see and what they saw you. And that's just what it is. He got into the secure place and was able to get a hold of it and harmed himself.
Oh, wow. And now when we talk about community coming together, and I'll tell you this, I was out Friday and we were at the event, the balloon release. There was a lot of community members out there in support of what was happening. But I didn't know that at the time that you were the one that they took in custody. Yeah. Did they actually take you downtown?
Yes.
No, you went to
the first district and then to the county. Yes.
Mm. And then when were you released?
I was released on the 6th.
Yesterday.
Yes.
What type of family was this? You know, a lot of times when they get in the media, a lot of people have their opinions about tragic situations. But as a grandmother living inside the home with King, his mom, your son, what kind of environment was it?
It was great.
For the family.
It was a great environment. We was all, you know, we always did family things, always was family oriented.
So the family was just kind of thrown off with this happening because there was no abuse going on. Everybody was kind of working together. Everybody was kind of living.
Everything was good.
Everything was fine. There was no history of anything going on.
No.
And then this happens.
Yes.
Child Protective Services got involved, I'm sure.
Yes.
And how is that going? Where are the other siblings or the young people?
They're with their dad.
Okay, so the dad has the other siblings. And I'll say this. People don't understand that when you say neglect and things like that, these are strong ideas. And the mother now finds herself fighting charges. How do y'all feel about that as a family?
It's wrong. Like, it's wrong. She wasn't even there. She, in her situation, she did all the right things. And now she's being ridiculed as something that she's not. Like, it's all messed up. And just to even elaborate on the family, because I'm just speaking up because mom is going, grandma is going through a lot.
Right.
And they was a beautiful family, very close, like very close. They still depend on grandma, like even the grown kids, like they still, that's mama. That's
right.
Mama, these brothers and sisters, even during this situation, sister calling, worrying about the uncle, you know, her baby loss. She's seeing what the media is saying. She don't even have a clue. She come
from
work to face this. She's still worrying about, is my brother okay? My mom okay? Is my kids okay? She's still very much concerned. Like, she don't even understand why she in the situation she is. Mm. Yes, okay, we know it's her firearm, but she secured it.
Right.
It was secured. Like, it wasn't that. You like I said, you think you're doing all the right things. You could be doing all the right things. Accidents and tragedies sometimes, unfortunately, does happen. And she is really going through, like, mentally, she's having a breakdown every day. She's seeing how she can't get out. She need to get out. People in there are making fun of her, calling her names.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, it's a lot with that because they watching the news and then you got people judging her. So she crying like, mom, they doing this to me. They saying this to me. That's a lot for her too. And she can't. And then to mourn, to be locked in a room by yourself and you have no support, no one to hug, no one to hold your hand, no one to tell you other than when you call home, it's going to be okay. Like, and you just lost your baby. You didn't even get to see him them last moments because you spent your 8 hours, 16 hours at work.
She was at work. She comes back to the house. Did they arrest her immediately?
As soon as she got out the car. She never made it in the house. She never got to see her baby. She never got nothing. Then you got grandma. They arrest her. Take her to the first district. And, of course, interrogate her. And then when she don't cooperate to say what they want you to say, they mistreat you.
This is a lot to unpack. Yeah. When we come back, I want to talk about how can the community help deal with this situation, a tragic situation? Once again, a six-year-old King tragically lost his life last weekend, getting a hold of a firearm inside the home, and the family is dealing with the aftermath. When we come back, we'll discuss how can we get involved to try to help. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
Truth Nation, our 4th annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we want you there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. Help us beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE. And sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. Hey, also tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Community Spotlight tomorrow at 11:57 a.m. between The Truth with Sherwin Hughes and The Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Hey, look, it's going to be a powerful one. Find out about the amazing city jobs they offer and great benefits. That's, again, that's the Community Spotlight tomorrow at 11:57 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Hey, look, we got the family of the young six-year-old that lost his life tragically due to the handling a pistol, lost his life, and the family now is dealing with the aftermath of the situation. We have grandma in the studio. We have aunt in the studio. And I'll tell you this, this is one of those stories where when you talk about it, you were resting because you were a working woman.
Yes.
And the mom was at work.
Yes.
The uncle was asleep.
Yes.
You know, what type of household was this? Because it seems like everybody was working and it was a family unit there. But if you listen to the media and you look at what's happening, you see that it looks like she was unfit or the family was not operating well. What do y'all got to say to that?
She definitely wasn't nowhere near unfit. She go crazy for her kids. She love her kids. Like, her kids love her. Like, even in this tragic moment, like, her kids is crying. They want their mom. They with dad. They love dad. But they looking for mom. They wonder where mom is. They want to communicate with their mother. They share some photos, but they forgot the photos. Well, all the pictures she done took with her kids. The happy moments, the smiles, the bonds, the video of the bonds, the laughter. Is like, she don't play with her kids. She don't mm-hmm. even introduce her kids to the public like that. She really overprotective of her children. And honestly, my nephew's birthday was finna come up. She was really trying to bust butt to get prepared for his birthday. He had told her what he wanted. She trying to get to it to make sure she can fulfill what he asked for, his request. Like, they overly spoiled. People tell you, like, her kids are spoiled. She don't play about them kids. Like, she don't. Grandma either. Like, them her babies, too. Her daughter is her baby, and them babies is her baby. She'll tell you, them my babies.
So basically, the family, this situation took everybody by surprise because nobody was expecting late at night for this to, something like this to go on. And in the aftermath, you see that the family is starting to come together. I was at the event Friday. You've seen a lot of the family members come together. I heard a lot of the ideas of the mother in jail, the uncle in jail, the grandma was in jail. And how has this incident changed the family?
I feel like it can't change us. Right. We love each other. We don't care about what people want to say about us. Right. There ain't nothing going to break us from being one.
Right.
It'll never do that. But it is breaking us in another form because we just lost the baby. We lost our baby. You know what I'm saying? We watching her crumble behind them bars. So it's hurtful because you're trying to help somebody. How do we help them? How can we help them? We got to get this money to help her. We got to get this money to bury him. We got to be there to support the uncle because they done made it to where his fight might be even harder to try to help him. We got to help these other the siblings that are still out here. Like, so it's like, it's stress. Everyone going to need mental health help, definitely therapy after this. It's a broken situation. That's what it is. It's a broken situation, but it won't break us.
Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Elizabeth Brown?
Salute, King. Happy Monday.
Hey, look, we got the family in the studio of six-year-old King who lost his life due to getting up late at night and grabbing a loaded gun. And now we're in the aftermath where the family is here trying to straighten out a lot of the narratives that's out here about the family. Once again, this happened late at night. Mother at work. Grandma just got off work. Yes. And this happened. Mm.
My condolences to the family and the aunt that's speaking. That's powerful because, again, you guys are in a fight for your life. And at the same time, you know, haven't really even got a chance to grieve. It's a tragic time. And I would just say, you know, we're praying for you. You know, we're going to stand with you guys and do all that we can to help. But at the same time, you know, we have to make sure that we remember King and who he was, and then the importance of us, because it's our right to own firearms, you know, and again, for protection or whatever may have you, but we have to make sure that we do it right. You know, at the end of the day, though, the main idea is the fact that you guys are banding together and y'all standing together, because that's the energy that you want to put out here. Forget the narratives that everybody else spinning, you know. What's understood don't need to be explained. And again, I send my condolences in any way that I can be of help. Let me know.
There is also a push to for a GoFundMe for the remainder of the children to help. What is the GoFundMe?
The GoFundMe, I created it on the behalf of my family. It is to help support the expenses for King and what all we shall have for him and his funeral expenses, to support the other children, that the siblings that are now left without a mother,
right,
and that support. And at this point, we need to help mom too. So we got to figure it all out. All of it got to get figured out.
What is the name of the GoFundMe?
The tragic loss of. Let me get that information.
All right. Well, I'll say this, you know, when I'm looking at grandma, and I'll tell you this, you know, the family had a couple generations inside of it. Yes. You know, and to me, when you have a tragic situation like this, that happens late at night while everybody's asleep and you have to wake up and witness something as horrific as losing a loved one in this way, and then to be arrested, and then for mom to get off work, get the news, mm-hmm, get off work, and then have to be arrested. You know, it just seems like a lot going on, and you didn't have time to really understand the magnitude of the situation, because once the law enforcement got involved, they immediately started arresting and putting people in back of cop cars, I would think.
Yes.
Mm. What do you want the community to know when it comes to advice on dealing with firearms and having kids?
Keep your guns locked away. Keep them out of reach.
The highest of the highest places, because even when you think they're high enough, we got to go higher.
Mm.
Locked away.
Because like I said, when we talk about this kind of tragedy, the family is rallying together, because even though the mom is in jail, the kids now have to have what they need. The family has to work together to bring it back together, bring the family back together on top of this. And then on top of this, you have the media putting out different scenarios and things like that. So the strength of this family is amazing from what I'm seeing. When
absolutely,
I went out there on Friday, I mean, the family coming together and fighting and trying to let the community know that this wasn't just a family that was just out here dealing with things in the wrong way. This was just something that took everybody by surprise.
Absolutely.
How can the community help?
Right now, we don't even know. We just know we need the help. We do. We want to get mom out, because she deserved to be able to bury her own son, for sure. So we definitely want to get mom out. That's the next step. And then going forward, we want to be able to give King a proper burial, and services for counseling is followed behind this, because my niece is, she tore up, I ain't gonna lie. She messed up real bad. Mentally, she broken. She stresses every day how depressed she is. They had her on suicide watch in custody. She really going through a lot. She just ain't understanding. Like, she don't agree, which we all don't agree with her being in there, because it's unfair for her. So we definitely feel like she need to get out there. She need to be in her mom's arms too. She need to be healed. She need that affection. She need to know that we got you. Like, she need to, because it's one thing to tell her that, but to touch us and hold her and hug her, and she feel that, because she don't have that. She don't have that. She been locked in the room. She by herself, with only what she see on TV, what she hearing on the streets, nothing. And the whole time, she don't have no acknowledgement of nothing.
Well, give us the GoFundMe one more time.
So the GoFundMe name is Helping King's Family Through This Tragic Loss. Is the name of the GoFundMe, the title. Help King's Family Through This Tragic Loss. The organizer is myself, Vanity Binion. If need be, we have shared it on Mom's Facebook page that I see a lot of people go to and tag. Grandmother's Facebook page, who they go to and tag, and I'll provide it to you as well before we leave here. Yes.
Well, Grandma, do you have any final words before we run the break to the community?
She messed up. I ain't gonna lie. She messed up too. And then coming home, reality is something different when you gotta come home to all this and try to fix it or.
Well, look, I appreciate y'all for coming in. We're going to try to make sure that we do our part as a community to try to assist. And thank y'all for coming on the show to try to talk and let everybody understand what's going on within the family and how y'all working to try to make sure that the word gets out on what y'all need and how tragic this was. So, thank you. Thank you so much.
Is awesome. Thank you all. We definitely looking for the support. That GoFundMe is our number one key to the support, and you can reach out to any one of us as needed.
And I want to say thank you all for the support, the understanding, and the love that I have been getting, and that my family have been getting.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I'm going to get your final thoughts. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, are you ready? Hey, for the cleanup, you know, April 12th for the cleanup. I'm supposed to do that read, but we got a tragic situation in the studio. And even though I'm urging everybody to get out for the cleanup, April 12th, we got a situation right here in the studio that we got to address. A family in studio, Young King, 6 years old, lost his life last weekend. We got grandma, we got auntie in studio, just trying to let everybody know that the family, this was a tragic event that happened in the middle of the night. And now they got a fight. They living in the aftermath of it, and they're reaching out for community support. Can you give that GoFundMe one more time?
Yes. It's Helping King's Family. Help King's Family Through This Tragic Loss.
Helping King's Family Through the Tragic Loss. Once again, do whatever you can, Truth Nation. Everything is appreciated. Elizabeth Brown, once again, one of those things where the community has been hurt by this situation. And we're trying to work with the family to see what we can do.
Again, my prayers out to, you know, the Queen Mother, which is the grandmother, the aunt, the mom, you know, the family in totality. we have to make sure we pay attention because accidents happen. I'm not understanding if mom wasn't home. We just had the General Sentinel that was in on the Tory Lowe show speaking about these accidents and how certain people outside of Milwaukee County are being given misdemeanors. So we have to make sure we keep our eye on what the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office does here. Also, let's keep that in the forefront because, again, clearly it was an accident. Clearly you have somebody charged. Now, you know, we have to make sure that the family get what they need because we know that the CPS system and the system that's set up to break up families usually charge parents and you know, that story of children being taken due to whatever. But the main idea is to make sure that this family have what they need. And again, prayers goes up and my heart is heavy for you all because I know y'all have a battle on y'all hands. But at the same time, I just ask the community again, you know, to keep them up in prayers and go and hit the Cash App or the GoFundMe, $5, $10, whatever you can give, because again, they're going to need it. And my heart goes out for the children because the main idea is that, you know, they have lost a loved one and their mom, who's not there to console them. And as a child, you can't expect anybody to console her children like she can. So, prayers.
Well, I appreciate y'all for coming through once again. And I'll say this, whatever I can do to help during this time, y'all have my hands, my prayers, and Truth Nation, whatever you can do to help the family, please, whatever you can contribute to help, please go to the GoFundMe. Make sure that you do a little. If everybody do a little, nobody ain't got to do a lot. And I thank y'all for coming on the show because I'll tell you this, it's a tough time. It's a tough situation, but like I said, the love of the family will get y'all through. And absolutely, the love of the community can also help as well.
Yes.
Hey, man, this is a tough show, Truth Nation, I'll tell you this. But once again, we have a family that have been hit by tragedy, and we have call to actions. Many times when we talk about call to actions, we just got to do our part. And if I say this, when I got the phone call about this situation, it just hurt my heart to understand that children are losing their lives in our community and families have to go through this type of tragedy where this happened in the middle of the night while everybody was asleep.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It ain't like everybody was up having fun or this happened like where somebody had a gun on the table. Like the mother was at work. The gun was, I guess, put up in a certain space in the house. And this was definitely unexpected. So I'll say this. Whatever we can do, let's try to do it, Truth Nation.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth Brown, any last words before we go?
I mean, just want the family to know that, you know, they are loved. And just anybody who owns a gun, make sure you lock it up. Again, we know these kids, when we think they ain't looking, they looking. And the reality is, go hit that GoFundMe.
Thank
whatever
you,
you can give.
All right, Truth Nation, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Toyota from 104. All right, Queen, let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation, thank y'all for tapping in to the show. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation, Truth Nation. Dr. Ken Harris up next. I love you. They treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on their desk, unaffected by their threats. Then get busy on their ass. See, that's how that shit down made me. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.